the main goal for procedures is ways to expedite regular processes within the classroom and being able to maximize the time students have to learn and to engage. I think that requires student input, not for all procedures, but for certain ones that are particularly difficult or challenging or may just benefit from having other perspectives in order to solidify some of these classroom procedures. The one that really stuck out to me is the idea of tardies or absences. Is this going to happen within the classroom? And teachers need to really consider what that may mean for student learning. Oftentimes, teachers just outright penalize students for coming late to the classroom. But I think it's different when you start considering the student and the root of that challenging action. Maybe their parents are working multiple jobs and getting them to school in time isn't a possibility, or there's just some lag in terms of the priority of being right on time. And so being able to work with that student and work with the family to share your view of punctuality, but also being flexible and saying, well, I understand you just can't come on time because you're getting off of a night shift. Is there a way to not penalize the student? Can we spend additional time after school? Can we spend time during lunch in order to make up for the missed learning or the curriculum that is occurring? I don't think students should be penalized for things that are definitely out of the control. And so the more the teacher can work with them in order to solidify things and understand the background of what's happening will allow for structures within the classroom to be more culturally responsive. In general, being culturally responsive towards aspects of classroom management really comes down to understanding the root of these behaviors or potentially misbehaviors. To you, it may be a misbehavior, but the more that the teacher can dig in and understand why things are happening, that can allow for changes to happen within the classroom that are more responsive to those students. So part of it is an individual consideration, but it can be a cultural difference that is occurring, that certain groups of students are acting a certain way. And so it's up to the teacher to understand why, as opposed to forcing those students to learn or to engage in the way that only the teacher wants. And so the more that they can find out the why of things happening, the better they will be at being able to manage the classroom.